Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is that time. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, as we do every day leading up to the NFL draft, which is next Thursday. We have our draft show tickets to give away. All right. Number one over at CBS Sports. Now, CBS put together here, Hugh, a three-round mock draft. Now, we will go through this, and we'll react to the Eagles' first-round pick as we do every day. But, Hugh, after we react to the first-round pick, I just want to get your take on who they have mocked to the Eagles in the second round. Let's start, though, top of the draft, Cam Ward, quarterback out of Tennessee. Number two, quarterback out of Miami to Tennessee. Quarterback number two, Travis Hunter. They list him as an athlete out of Colorado. He's going to the Browns. Number three, the Giants like Abdul Carter, edge, Penn State. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU, to the Patriots. And number five, Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan, to Jacksonville. It's been a very common top five the last couple weeks or days of this.
Did you see what Travis Hunter said recently, by the way?
What did Travis Hunter say?
Said if a team doesn't want to play in both sides, mm-hmm. he'd rather just retire and not play for that team.
I like this
Must be nice to have NIL money so long.
Well, that's true.
That you can just forego the NFL.
That's going to change some of this stuff for the NFL. Like these, it just changes the mentality of players coming in.
We have players holding out of college, which is crazy.
Oh, the Tennessee quarterback?
Yeah.
Good for Tennessee saying, get out, man. We'll find another quarterback.
That is crazy. I mean, God bless him, man. I'm not mad at him for doing it, but I guess the theme of the day is read the room.
He didn't read the room.
He did not read the room.
Because they said, see you, buddy.
By the way, they're retiring Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter's uniforms at Colorado.
A lot of controversy over that. They didn't retire Cordell Stewart's number, and he was a great player. So his dad is retiring his son's number. Feels a little bit weird. Feels a little bit. Anyway. All right. Number 32, the Philadelphia Eagles select a name we saw early on, Hugh, in our Daily Mocks. Walter Nolan, defensive lineman out of Ole Miss. The way they write it up here, Nolan is the exact kind of explosive defensive tackle the Eagles need to replace Milton Williams. He's NFL ready in the run game with tons of potential as a pass rusher. So I like Walter Nolan a lot. My concern on this is, I've seen a lot of mocks where he's going 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Hugh, I don't think he's going to be there. If he's there at 32, to me, it's the easiest pick of the draft. Just go get this kid. Walter Nolan, Ole Miss, SEC. I think he's a potential Pro Bowler. What do you think?
No, you know, I'm watching, and again, they're highlights people. But the one thing, like playing in that four-point stance and jumping off the ball and getting in those linemen chest. I mean, that right there, man, he's an aggressive player. I like that. I like that about it. Didn't Fletcher go to Ole Miss? That was his school, right?
Fletcher went to
Mississippi State.
Went to Mississippi State.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad, Fletcher, if you listen. I know the cats get mad about that.
A.J. Brown went to Ole Miss.
To Ole Miss. Okay, my fault. Yeah. He looks good, man, at that D-tackle spot. Looked like you could move him out to the end spot if you have to. You know, you could switch him up a little bit. Looks a little versatile. I like that. I like that a lot.
I think it'd be an incredible pick for the Eagles if he's there. NFC National Scout quoted as saying, nobody questions how talented he is and how hard he plays. Super twitched up and really explosive.
Super twitched.
Seems like an Eagles pick if he's there at 32. All right, Hugh, we usually just do one round. But this mock had multiple rounds. And, Hugh, my attention was caught because with the second round pick, number 64 overall, the second pick for the Eagles in this draft, the CBS Sports has the Eagles selecting Jalen Milroe, quarterback out of Alabama, which is the ultimate deja vu. I was sitting here, I mean, literally like in this spot 5 years ago when the Eagles selected a second round quarterback out of Alabama and the whole town melted down. Hugh, before we get to the other parts of it, what do you think of Milroe? I saw Peter Schrager was on ESPN today as we were doing our show on TV there, and he called him the biggest wild card in the draft. What do you think of Milroe? Because every time I see a scouting report on him, it reminds me what people said about Jalen Hurts 5 years ago. Athlete, yeah, runner, needs to get better as a thrower. Alabama. A lot of similarities.
I'll say this. It would be odd. It would kind of play into my whole narrative. I'm not trying to, you know, trigger anybody that more so than I've already done for this day. Mm-hmm. But I think that it wouldn't be a bad thing. You know why? Because I think Jalen's equipped. I don't think Jalen's Carson. Carson melted down when this happened. I think Jalen would look at it as an opportunity to teach. You know, because let's be honest, y'all. Jalen's not going to play here. Jalen Milroe. He's not going to play while Jalen's playing. But what better quarterback to learn from and keep it going than the quarterback that you're basically modeled after? And not only that, think about it. The Eagles, the last couple of seasons, they've been trying to find an adequate backup for Jalen Hurts.
I know.
And if you draft a guy who is adequately equipped to back him up, then I don't have a problem with him. He's not going to play. Let's be honest. There's no way on God's green earth that I feel that Jalen should feel threatened if they take Jalen Milroe in the second round.
So I like the idea, and I like the prospect. I think he's interesting to try to develop into something the way they did Hurts. But you know as well as I do what'll happen here.
Like, the fan base.
Yes, and I don't mean day one. I mean, because I don't even think Milroe's ready. I mean, he to me is a project.
Well, it'll be our fault.
It'll be our fault. It'll be WIP's fault. But you know, within a year or two, I'll just put it that way. In a year or two, Jalen Hurts gets banged up, misses a game or two, and Jalen Milroe comes in the way Carson got benched
Wentz
and
whatever.
He'll get on the field somehow, right? Mm-hmm. And he plays well. Hugh, you know how this goes. That the Eagles would be inviting that situation. They'd be inviting it.
And as a quarterback or as a former player, you can't allow the young guy behind you to give a chance to show what he can do.
I know. But it would be unique because it's not a fourth-round pick.
No.
It's second.
Yeah, and I get where a lot of people would be nervous, but listen, they're always drafting. The one thing you know in the NFL is they're always looking to replace you. That's a fact. You know, they give you a ton of money, but they're always looking for the next you. And that's – as long as you're comfortable with that and you do everything that you can while the job is yours, then that's the only thing you can worry about. I think when you talk about the Carson Wentz thing, it was unique because you had already gotten replaced in the Super Bowl by Nick Foles, and now everybody talks about Nick Foles. And then you turn around the next year and you draft a quarterback. That's a lot. I mean, mentally, that's a lot for anybody, you know. But I don't think Jalen should feel any kind of way because you're the prototype in this situation.
So I think he could handle – I think they actually have a relationship. Jalen Hurts has helped Milroe because obviously the Alabama thing.
Yeah.
I do think, though – that it would put pressure on Hurts to keep playing well.
Well, the pressure I think that would come from it is the fact that you better stay your butt healthy.
Yeah, and
you better stay on the field
and play well because there's now a cheaper you. I mean, like a lot of people compare Milroe to Hurts 5 years ago. There's a cheaper you on the roster that is developing day by day. He's an interesting player in this draft. He might get drafted higher than this. Some people think first round, early. He was invited to the draft, which means the NFL thinks he's going sooner than later.
Yeah.
If he's there, though, in round two, Kyle, your thought, Jalen Milroe with the 64th pick in the draft.
Yeah, like it makes sense for what the Eagles do, like how he's referred to them as a quarterback factory in the past. We know they had interest in Justin Fields last season.
Similar kind of player.
They went after a former first-round pick in Kenny Pickett. Like, the Eagles like pedigree at their quarterback position. And I think they want the strongest room possible. Like, if you get Jalen Milroe here, then, you know, who knows? A few years down the line, you have a second-round pick quarterback who's put some game film on tape. Let's be honest about Jalen Hurts. He does get injured. He does allow the backup quarterbacks to step in and put some film out there for other teams. And then maybe you can do what Hugh's thinking, and you can dangle him for a high draft pick that I think would probably make a lot more sense to ask for than somebody like Tanner McKee. But like, this is somebody who would fit the offense. He's really fast, right? Then he run like a 4.29 or something like that. Like, great athleticism. So that's something that I think everybody would feel a lot more comfortable with if he had to go fill in for Jalen Hurts if he missed a few games next season.
Well, and then you talk about just options down the line. And again, this isn't me saying Hurts is going to be out of here. Hurts just won the Super Bowl, but his cap number was $13 million this year, Jalen Hurts. His cap number in 2027 is $42 million. A couple years from now, they get to figure out, is this worth it? Or do we have a guy making nothing that is catching up? I mean, I think it is fascinating. And if he's there in the second round, I'm certainly my antenna's up on this one with Jalen.
Late second round, too.
Yes. Well, so was Jalen. He was 53.
So I'm just saying, like, this isn't like, I know people would freak out because he's a quote unquote high drafted quarterback, which he kind of is, second round, but it's still, that's borderline third.
Is that the spin Howie's going to use when everyone freaks out? It's almost a third round pick.
So that's what he's going to
use. Yeah, no, not a big deal.
Come on.
Spin Dr. Douglas. It's almost a third rounder. It's not a big deal.
I don't think it would be a big deal for Jalen, though. I really don't.
I kind of agree with you.
Actually.
Well, if anything,
I think he
would use it in a positive way.
But it would not be a big deal.
Well, I mean, it would be a big deal
for us.
We'd all make it a big deal.
Yeah, it'd be a big deal for us.
Right.
Yeah, well, sure we would. I mean, it's a second-round quarterback. Yeah. Everyone told me the last one wasn't a big deal, and it was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. All right. We also have a draft report from Elliot Shore Parks, he's stacking good days as Eagles Insider of the Year here. What did Elliot say here, Kyle? Do we have a report about potentially someone they're interested in?
Yeah, so he said, per league source, the Eagles are showing a lot of interest in the safety who we've seen mocked to the Eagles, Malachi Starks.
From Georgia.
Wasn't he just here?
This came off of his pre-draft visit with the Eagles. They used one of their top 30 visits on him. And Elliot says, Eagles would likely trade up, but they have a ton of interest in Starks. So
well, there's two things to react to here.
He also added the afternoon show.
Why didn't he add all of us?
I don't know, but it seems like he's trying to gain favor.
Well, I mean, I'm not mad at him
in the Insider of the Year.
I'm not mad at him for that.
But but
to be Insider of the Year, you gotta contribute to all the shows, not just the afternoon show.
I mean, he does contribute.
He does. He does a big part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about him. Buttering up Spike
because a questionable part of the
Spike
tweet.
Likes that.
Yeah, I gotta say
he could just tag everyone in the tweet.
Well, you know, Spike.
He added
Spike
Sports Radio WIP
and the afternoon
and
show.
The afternoon show.
Now,
Spike likes to be buttered.
Now, hold on.
You know what he doing. I ain't mad at him.
Now, you know what? I was going to go give Elliot the benefit of the doubt and say maybe he tweeted it during the afternoon show, so he wanted to make them aware of newsy stuff. You know, he tweeted this during our show yesterday.
Oh, you feel some kind of way.
That's actually kind of a joke.
That's ridiculous.
We'll have to press him on that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk
about that. That's a disaster.
Boy, you two right here, man. Y'all. Well,
hold on. Y'all. He's got a scoop. We're on the air.
As you would say, Hugh, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I mean, I get it.
Just find it fascinating.
I just created two monsters over here, though, man. Y'all done took this whole petty thing to the
But you know what? Because I just noticed it now.
What?
That he added the afternoon show.
No, I'm just saying.
I
don't have a problem with it.
You don't find that fascinating?
We've totally moved off of the idea that they want this player to now we're annoyed at Elliott.
Yeah.
I like Starks. He's a good player. We talked about him last week.
Yeah.
Am I trading up for a safety, though? I don't know about that.
I think I'm officially on the page of I'd be annoyed if they drafted Malachi Starks.
Because the CJ thing?
Yeah, like they had the starting safety on the roster. Yeah. It's not like they lost him in free agency.
Yeah.
Like I can understand if you're drafting to fill a hole that you couldn't afford, like Josh Sweat, Milton Williams.
Sure.
That makes more sense to me. They had this player on the roster. So this would be them creating a hole and using their best asset they have left this offseason to fill that hole.
I think it's more to it than that, though. I mean, but I hear, like, in essence, that's what they're doing. But I think it's more to the story than that.
Well, there might be, but it is, in essence, that, though, right? They created a hole. Now they have to fill it.
I mean, like, at its core, that's exactly what it is.
No, I mean, but I think it was a whole field. I mean, it was a hole created because of the situation that presented itself after the Super Bowl win. I think that there's a little bit of that.
So this is without, I guess, any of us knowing what exactly might have happened in the locker room.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl win.
Reckless speculation on
my
part.
But that's what I mean, though. It just kind of feels like it felt like an unnecessary thing to, one, trade him for a backup guard, and then, two, to use the best asset you have left on his replacement.
Well, not only that.
I don't like that.
Elliott's saying they're going to trade up.
You would rather have a pass rusher.
I'd rather have C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Well, but the concept could be if you had kept C.J.,
then it makes it so much easier for you to go get a pass rusher.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my guess is still they're going to use that first-round pick on a defensive lineman, right? Or an edge rusher, like a Walter Nolan type, a defensive tackle type, or an edge guy.
And just remember, too, the draft is normally fluid. It ebbs and flows because somebody's going to reach for somebody.
Well, and like last year, no one expected Quinyon to slip or Cooper. And then they pivoted and they got two outstanding defensive backs. So if Malachi Stark slips, I'm good with the pick at 32. But I don't know, trading up for a safety?
Because the only thing that's really guaranteed in the draft is the first two picks. And after that, it kind of...
I think you're right this year. It feels like Cam Ward and Travis Hunter.
Yeah, because the first two names have been like, we've been saying them forever. And Cam looks like he's the number one overall pick. Yep. So after that, you know, I remember watching the draft. What was it, Zeke's year? Mm. Is that the year they reached out for one of the Bosa kids?
That was Carson. That was a great top.
Zeke was fourth, right?
It was Goff, Carson.
Somebody reached because somebody went higher than he was anticipated to go, and it threw the whole draft in a tizzy.
I think it was Goff, Carson, Bosa, Zeke, Jalen Ramsey, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a really good top five of the draft. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here and all this. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's hey, up, Will. What's up?
All right, man. I kept saying since the season started, it's going to be like the Eagles, right? And the same thing that we did to Sirianni, y'all doing to Rob now, right? And you see how the season turned around, right?
I see the parallel a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
But after the bye week, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand that, like, he do need to show some type of emotion or bring some type of energy, man, because, like, you know, the guys is, you know, I believe they need that right now. They need it from him, not from the other players. They need it from him. And I think it's about time that, you know, our owner pull all of them in the room and ask, what is the problem? Like, we need, it's time to, you know, play ball. Everything is accounted for, man. Like, I always say this. This man gave every player top dollar. It's time to cash in on that, bro. Like, we done went through four seasons, and now we right back in the same predicament. And the whole thing is, this is the team to win the World Series. I don't understand why they're not, like, channeling into that right now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that they're going to make a move. I'm not giving up on them yet. I'm not going to give up on Rob yet. You know, but, Rob, you got to – you know, I see you taking notes. And the last few games, you taking notes, and we still losing. So, obviously, you're not seeing something. And maybe you need to make a – like I said, too, and another caller said – you need to make a phone call to Charlie, a winner, somebody that understand what you're probably missing or what the team is missing, man. You got to do something, man, to turn this team around because now it's getting crucial and people, you know, some of the people are starting to panic. But, you know, I really think they're going to turn it around. And what I want to say is you got to keep Kepler and Castellanos back-to-back, man. They complement each other, bro. And Kepler, like I said, next month, you're going to see a different Kepler.
Yeah, you're a Kepler guy, and there's no question. I like the way your guy
– probably lead him off.
No, we can't do that. Your Castellanos guy is doing well. Cassie's off to a very nice start.
Absolutely, but let me say this. Mm. Now, they didn't try everything. And guess what? Moving Boehm around, right? Mm. And it didn't work. So what's the difference between letting them lead off?
Because
there's a huge difference.
Because there's outs to start the lineup. That's the difference.
I like how he's dying on this hill, though.
This is what Will does. Will's very committed to his takes. I like that. Will, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? We need a winner.
Yeah, I forgot we're doing that.
Oh, my goodness. Did you give a fourth clue?
Not yet. We might have to.
The best clue.
Yeah, we might have to give that fourth clue soon because these clues stink.
I got two of them, but, man, I don't know which one to go with. I'm going to go with Siberian Husky.
Siberian Husky, not in.
It always fascinates me that, like, we swear it down, we know people.
Yeah.
The last clue should have gave it away. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The last clue. Like, the way Hughes Clues works is.
It was a giveaway.
The first clue is supposed to be vague because we got a four-hour show to do. Second clue is a little bit more pinpoint. The third clue is the one that usually you hone in on, and the fourth clue brings it all in.
Getting it to 1:30 is damning.
The fourth clue is a pity clue. I mean, it really is. It's like, we're like, please win the prize.
But can I just tell the clue again? Because
why don't you go through the first three?
Can I listen? Because we on the clock now, and everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. This is a cold weather mammal. This is inappropriately named mascot, sports mascot, okay, in my opinion. And I can't stand this animal.
See? You gotta listen.
What else do you want?
Well, now I'm imagining Ike hating Siberian Huskies for some reason.
Siberian Huskies.
Yeah, I can't do that. All right, there are your clues. Marlon in Southwest Philly's up. What's up, Marlon?
No, don't let Marlon get it.
No, I won't let
him. Listen, Joe.
Hang up.
Don't even ask him.
Every time I turn around with these Philadelphia teams, first thing y'all want to do is fire the coach or the manager.
Yes.
Now, listen, man. First of all, let me tell you what's wrong with the Phillies. And this is where that, because you hear Jack now, he all quiet now, you know, he's phony. Jack is corny. But anyway, the way to straighten the Phillies out, this is what y'all got to stop doing. Every time one of the lesser players don't hit or make a mistake, we crush them. We crush them. But hold up, bro. We do got two guys over there, 300 plus million, and them bats stink. And now I think if we crush them together, then the Phillies are understanding and the players are understanding. Because, I mean, just look at it. If we all play ball and Joe, he ain't doing nothing either, but he's getting all the glory. Like, oh, bro, you messing us up. So y'all got to grow some balls in Philadelphia and let Bryce Harper know. Y'all putting him on Mount Rushmore. He put a fanatic on, and y'all want to turn around and act like he – I don't even want to put the word
– the blue gender reveal
in that there. But, man, y'all got to learn to grow some balls and stop jumping on my man Thompson and jump on Harper.
Oh, hold on. I agree with you. Harper's got to be better. Turner, I've been destroying on this radio station for two years.
I can hear it in your voice.
Well, yeah, hear my voice. I've killed Turner since he got here. He's stunk as a Philly. But Marlon, the manager sat there like he was asleep as the call came in last night and everyone knew it was a ball, including the manager. How do I leave him alone?
Because you know why?
Why?
If you was Rob Thompson in that moment, right? Listen, y'all all stink. Y'all ain't hitting nothing. What I need to jump up looking like a class, you know, like for what?
Y'all to spark the team,
he
Marlon.
Said for what?
Get out there and do y'all job. You know what I mean?
Flip a table, bro. Marlon. Get everyone fired up.
Slap an umpire.
Yes. No. Kick some dirt on the ump.
Yeah, do that. Don't slap.
Yeah, don't
real.
Slap anybody. You get suspended for that. Yeah, yeah.
WIP need to grow some balls and stop turning the records. Every show I listen to, everybody stinks. But Harper. Man, listen, bro.
Listen, we brought Harper up the bat. Stinks. What do you? He hasn't played great this year so far. I agree with you, Marlon. Well, he doesn't stink.
He ain't playing like a $300 million player.
Agreed. Aren't you a Dodgers fan?
Oh, wait a second.
Boy, I'm not no Dodger fan. Mm-hmm. Y'all listen to anything somebody say, and y'all run with it. Run with this. Stop criticizing my team and
your
criticize
team.
Harper.
But he's part of the team.
What have I done to deserve this?
But he only one ain't getting no.
He's gotten some
he's
today.
He's getting crap.
He got Devin was on with this row. She crushed him. Marlon, we appreciate the phone call. The bottom line is this: Harper's got to be better. It'd be nice if he heats up a little bit here. Three strikeouts last night wasn't nice. It'd be nice. I said it yesterday. Carry the team for a week. He hasn't done it yet. But the manager, I'm not letting him off the hook today because Bryce Harper struck out. Wake up, Rob. There were 40,000 people there last night. You're the only one didn't show a pulse on that strikeout. Wake up. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, why don't we, before we hit this, why don't you give the people the fourth clue? They could kind of chew on this for the next few minutes because this is ridiculous. No one has got this. Four pack of tickets. This is a reflection of you, Hugh.
It's not a reflection of me. People aren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. This is where it gets there. Take a deep breath.
Sound like Dr. Karp. Go ahead.
It's a Marvel character.
I don't know what more anyone would need. All right, there's your fourth clue. Your phone call's coming up. We'll check in with you people at the end of the show.
So disappointed in you people.
And speaking of annoying Cowboys, Emmett Smith, he's tired of us, of you. We'll crush him next. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And during the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You can start with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets in a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillet, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we take Hugh's clues into the final segment of the show, the clock is
ticking.
That ain't
my fault.
Well, it's not. Some people believe it is. But, I mean, I think you've given away some clues recently that are giveaways. I mean, these are handouts.
The Ike Reese clue was like a hand-me-down.
Well, now I'm imagining Ike hating all these things, nemesis with like a
Ike
Siberian
really hates,
husky.
Yeah, Ike really hates this one.
I know. Yeah. I mean, that's an easy one. It really is. All right, we'll get to your calls here. First, can we check in with Emmett Smith? What's Emmett up to these days besides whatever product he's hawking these days? Here's Emmett. What is he on the ticket down in Dallas?
So, Emmett, how tired do you get about people talking about the drought with the Cowboys? The 29 years, haven't been to an NFC Championship game since when you were playing?
I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it for two reasons. One, we have allowed others to come and nitpick at the star and make fun of the star. And that's what happens when you give other people or other organizations. Now, all of a sudden, okay. The last 20 years, they win two Super Bowls. They think they're the best thing on the doggone planet.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, I go Birds. I'm sick of hearing go Birds. I'm always asking, where you going? You still got a long way to go to catch up.
I just like how he took a bite of whatever it was.
He was eating that entire time.
Yeah. So disrespectful.
I mean, he has no respect for the host of that show. I mean, he's chewing on a snack.
That was crazy.
That's my frat brother.
I think he took an extra chew, yeah. Extra bite.
He did. His mouth was full when he finished that sentence.
I mean, I love the hate, the vitriol that he still has. It never goes anywhere. It never goes anywhere, man. That's just funny to me.
He also is clearly in his feelings that the Eagles are
won the Super Bowl.
Well, they're the one of the best franchises in the league, and the Cowboys are a joke. I mean, he's in his because when he played, it was the opposite, right?
Yeah,
for most of his career, until I guess the end was when Andy was here. You know, his last couple of years, the Eagles started to get good, but the bulk of his career, he was on a great team, and the Eagles were not close to that. And now it's flipped the other way, and he's obviously not handling this well.
Yeah, he's not. I remember my first year here, we played him. On Monday night, Emmett damn near tore my shoulder out the socket.
We've looked at that box score. It's not kind to you. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, they ran roughshod off of us that night.
The one with Larry Allen broke your back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a rough night, man. That was a rough night. That was a rough night. But, yeah, I mean, I get it because he when they were good, VCRs, everybody had a VCR. And they were, they were just like that team. Eric Williams, my frat brother, and, we went to school together. I remember coming back. Remember when he was with them? They weren't good since Zubaz were hot. Remember the Zubaz?
That's a long time ago, yeah.
The pants?
Yeah.
That's when the last time the Dallas Cowboys were hot, because I remember Biggie used to have a pair of them Zubaz. I hope he's not listening right now, because he probably get mad that I put that out there.
He's going to be upset.
But they had them Zubaz on, man. He came on campus with some Zubaz. That's what they call them, right? The Zubaz.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I know exactly.
The pants. The pants. The cowboy pants. The Zubaz.
They look like 19. Like if I showed them to you, you'd say like this from like the 1980s.
And a fanny pack.
Fanny packs are out too.
The fanny pack's coming back.
Fanny pack's back?
Fanny pack's coming back, man. They're coming back strong.
Well, I've seen some fanny packs that are like you wear them over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's the kind I have. Yeah. I got one of those.
But when I think fanny pack, I think the waist.
Some people wear the waist fanny packs. They're coming back.
Are you
They're
sure?
Coming back, yeah. Well, I'm
so
not going to wear
if
one.
If I get a fanny pack, it'll be in?
I mean,
no.
You look like you'll wear a fanny pack, though. No disrespect, but you look like you might rock a fanny pack.
Well, I didn't when I was a kid.
Yeah,
the 90s,
I mean, fanny packs are coming back.
I don't believe you. I think you're setting me up for disaster.
No,
guilty!
I'm not.
I don't buy it.
I promise you, I'm not saying.
Whose mouth was more full, Emmett's there or Hugh when talking about Trey Hendrickson?
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. I like how at the end of the show, it just gets worse and worse.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think I had a burp, and I guess the burp got caught in my, because usually, I know they see me on YouTube. I turn my mic off because I got I'm drinking this water, and I burp.
Dude.
And I guess I got caught in the burp.
Oh, my God.
I need a Trey Hendrickson trade just so we could play that for an entire
day.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You ain't got to play it. Keep playing it.
So good.
We know today was a bad day. We know today was a rough day. I know I'm probably getting killed on the YouTube. It's cool. I'll be all right. It's cool.
Somebody did make a connection to you and Emmett just now on the YouTube chat that we'll get to on you people.
Okay, so. We'll get there. All right, let's go back to the phones.
I don't like when you just laugh and don't tell nobody what you laugh.
Well, you
about.
People.
I know, but I'm just saying he laughing, though.
It He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
That one's going to stick. All right, Ken and Cinnamon talking some topper. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's Ken, we're good. On, we're good.
So, first of all, Hugh, that third clue was a dead giveaway. I don't know how people.
I don't know what people are listening to, Ken. I mean, but hey, whatever.
You have to pay attention.
Nobody pays attention anymore.
And you know what, you're not nuts, okay? Because if the New Orleans Saints are calling me, asking me to trade them their new starting quarterback, because they don't have one, you better believe that I am going to hold their feet to the fire, and I am going to get everything out of them. And it's, you know, you talk about the buying a car analogy. When I buy a car, I don't ever make car payments. I walk in there, I identify the car I want, I have my checkbook, and I say, this is how much I'm willing to pay. And if you're not going to sell it to me for that, I'm leaving. And I leave them with this. If you think somebody's going to come in right after I leave and take that car off your lot, then you sell it to them.
And that's the way that I look at it, Ken. If you cash is king. Like, I know a lot of times we don't like to use cash, but cash is king. And nobody wants to have to call and get financing and all the other stuff. So if you got the money to pay for it and you come close to what they can get and you're coming at the end of the month, then that's a win. In my eyes, that's a win.
It works every time. On Rob Thompson, listen, I wanted to fire Rob Thompson after they pissed away the 2023 NLCS. And it was squarely in his lap that he managed defeat out of the jaws of victory. So this is not a new thing for me to be ready to move on from Rob Thompson. I've been ready to move on from Rob Thompson for a long time. And, you know, this team is just so obvious. It's the same thing. Like, I can't believe I still have to go down there tonight and watch them probably trot Johan Rojas out there again. And, you know, it's not so much Johan Rojas, because Johan Rojas is not a major league player. And they're asking Johan Rojas to do things that he is physically incapable of doing. But what it is what Johan Rojas represents. And what it represents is the Phillies' insistence that they have enough to win and that they did not need to make any changes. I mean, the first words out of Dave Dombrowski's mouth in the post-mortem, post-season press conference was, all the coaches are going to be back and Rob Thompson's going to be back. Those were the first words out of his mouth. All of these guys who are responsible for this are coming back next year. So, you know, for Rob Thompson to just sit in the dugout and basically watch that thing. And here's something I haven't heard anybody say. There's a bunch of reasons why managers go out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the main reasons you go out there as a manager is to protect your player
yep.
from getting thrown out, okay? So we have absolutely seen players get thrown out for less than what JT's reaction was to that call, which tells me that Randazzo knew, and after he made the call, he knew he missed it, because otherwise we've seen guys get run for less. The manager has to go out there and make sure that if anybody's going to get thrown out of this game, it's going to be him, not his starting catcher.
Right, and just get in the middle, right? That's what they do. You get in the middle, you kind of push your star catcher away or your player away, and you create the argument. He sat there. Everyone in the building knew that was ridiculous, and Rob just sat there like nothing happened.
It's just the lack of urgency. And listen, I've heard Ruben on the morning show all the time, and you know, I know Ruben gets paid by the Phillies, so you know, take that for what it's worth. But I know Ruben insists that behind the scenes, you know, Rob Thompson is this highly intense guy, like he's just a burning fire, you know, cauldron. I don't believe it. And the Phillies are creeping ever closer. Somebody brought this up earlier, and I wouldn't dismiss it just so quickly. The Phillies are creeping ever closer into Sixers territory. I mean, if you think about Daryl Morey, and if you squint real hard, and since that postseason press conference last year, all we've been hearing from the Phillies is, yeah, well, we didn't chase as much as you think we chased, and it's not as bad as you think it is, and you got Kevin Long in spring training being quoted in Scott Lauber's column saying, well, the Mets actually chased more than we did. And then I have to listen to Rob Thompson tell me last night, listen, there's 70 guys in Major League Baseball batting under 200 right now. I don't care. This team can hit spin. They have never been able to hit spin. The league knows it, and it's the fatal flaw in the construction of this roster is that they can't hit spin. So if you're a pitcher, if you ever throw a fastball when you're ahead in the count to anybody in this lineup, I don't know what you're thinking. You must not be watching tape, or you must not be paying attention.
Well, Ken, I'm sure you saw it, but I'm sure you saw it with your eyes, but I have the number off your spin thing. So Roop, the starter last night for the Giants, he threw 56 curveballs last night. Yes. The Phillies had a hit on one of those 56.
One after another.
One.
And what the guy pitched five innings, he had 20 swings and missed.
He led baseball last night. He had, of all the pitchers that pitched last night in Major League Baseball, Landon Roop, who's a, you know, kind of a nobody still in his career, had the most swings and misses last night.
You can know very little about the Phillies. Watch Johan Rojas' at bat with runner on third and one out in the, I think it was the bottom of the sixth inning when they could have gotten back to 6-5. And watch him take his first hack like he was Dave Kingman. And that's all you need to know about the approach of this organization. They don't prioritize contact. Nothing has changed. All the talk about the approach was lip service. I don't know how Kevin Long still has a job in this league.
Well, all his buddies play here. I mean, they all love him. I mean, that's it. He's Harper's guy and he's Turner's guy. And can we appreciate Schwarber's guy? That's why he has a job. He's their guy. He's their hitting coach. Let's grab Rick and Ridley. Is someone going to win these tickets to the draft party? Rick, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Rick, what's up, buddy?
Real good. Quick Phil's point, and then I have a little quick shout-out to Hugh before I give you my guess. On the Phil's, I'm going to give Topper a little bit of a pass. I mean, I think it's a little bit premature 15 games in to hit the panic button. I mean, considering just over a week ago or so, we gave the almighty Dodgers their first two losses of the year. Nobody was crying for his job then. So
well, they haven't, but they've sleptwalked since then.
Things change, man.
Yeah, things change, but I look more at the lineup. Maybe that's his fault, but I think you got to get Sosa in there. And I don't think sitting Boehm and Marsh, which you have to do, I don't think sitting them on the bench is going to do. I think you need to get a little bit humble. I think maybe they have to go play for the Iron Pigs for a little bit and see if they can hit some minor league pitching before they come back up.
Well, we're not far from that, Rick. I mean, I don't think we're far from, especially Marsh. He has options on his you know, his contract. He could be sent down. If he doesn't figure it out, he's going
down. But not Boehm, though.
Yeah, I think Boehm's a little more challenging because who's going to play third? I guess Sosa every day. All right, Rick, what do you want to say to Hugh?
Real quick, last year, my wife and I took a road trip. We rode out Detroit and Milwaukee. On the way back, though, a highlight, we went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And if you've ever been there, I highly recommend that to all the listeners out there. But as we're going through it, obviously looking at all the sort of Phillies highlights and everything, and stumbling through, found this small little section. I believe, Hugh, it's a section for the historically
HBCU, black colleges. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
And there, my wife spotted Mr. Hugh Douglas and got her picture with your plaque. So I just want to give a shout out. Seeing you in the Pro Football Hall of Fame was really
thank
good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Hall
that.
Hall of Fame, Hugh. I love it. Rick, what's your guess for the tickets?
I'm from Big Ten. I'm from Penn State. And
you got
any Big Ten player knows Sparty does not like the Wolverines.
Yes, yes. Finally. Good job, Rick.
Good
you
job,
win
man.
The tickets. A
way
four-pack
to say
of tickets.
144.
Wow. Sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party. It's going to be great. We'll be there. Draft party activities include locker room tours, Eagles cheerleader, and swoop appearances. 140, 145.
Yeah, it was down to the wire. Yeah. I get it done though. Never was worried.
Okay. Well, we basically had to give it away. All right, can we check in with you people? See what they're talking about today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
A lot, pretty much all Hugh today. All Hugh today.
Can't wait to hear this.
Who's looking like a highlighter marker, by the way?
I said I was going to wear colors.
At least they can see
this
you.
This is a Wu-Tang shirt. Killer bees.
Yeah. These first couple came like right after the open.
Yeah.
This is all caps. Hugh, stop making excuses. Wake up.
First of all, I don't have to make excuses.
Wake up, Hugh.
You know what the worst thing to
wake
do?
Up.
On a baseball morning is try to talk to angry baseball mm-hmm. fans.
Yep.
They ain't trying to hear nothing you have to say.
No.
Yep.
And I said, and I long talked and said, listen, don't take it the wrong way. It never works.
Yep.
Fine. it never works.
We did have someone wondering, Hugh, is Topper just tired?
See,
maybe he was just tired.
That is not funny. That ain't cool.
Sometimes the tiredness hits you like a day later when you get back from a long road trip.
You trying to help me out makes it no better.
We'll have more on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Does Hugh know that they're the Commanders, not the Commodores?
You know
Are
what?
You aware
they must be
that
new must here.
Be, you know
they this must be their first time listening.
I don't remember talking about the Commanders today, did we?
Commodores. I said something about the Commodores.
Yeah, they came up at some point.
Jaden, I was talking about the quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he did mention Jaden Daniels.
I blacked out for that part of the show. I don't remember it at all. No recollection.
Tuned out, Hugh.
What? All right, I believe you guys. Go ahead.
All right. So did Dr. Karp take whatever Hugh was on when he suggested the Tanner McKee trade?
Y'all don't have the vision. Only I wanted that person to hit an 8-leg parlay. Probably not.
You got to stop.
That's all I got.
I know.
At this point during the day, I messed up single right, to mile. Yep. I got to go back to my go-to.
Right, I'm going on FanDuel to put my 8-leg in. I got to hit one of these just to stop you.
So we got a gap year and falling asleep before the end of a Phillies game. Starting to see why Hugh was so defensive of Rob Topping
mm-hmm.
today.
We get it now. I mean,
y'all ain't right, man.
We see right through this.
Y'all ain't right.
The pop tendencies to be asleep before the end of the game. Topper in the dugout.
The worst thing in the world is to try to talk to angry Philly fans after a loss. And a gender. How about y'all talk about the gender reveal? How about get on Bryce Harper? He actually played yesterday.
Hey. With a blue bat and struck out three times.
Blue bat.
Yep. All right.
I'm just trying to deflect.
Right, so while we're totally last one here, we're drawing some connections between what Emmett was doing. Sounds like he was eating on the air.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
So what's more disrespectful? Emmett eating on the air or Hugh cooking bacon?
No, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
Hey, but was you can hot, hear that? By Wait, the way, he was
you,
hot.
Of course he was. You're cooking bacon on the air. At you least they called you out. I mean, the host was on the ticket. They just let that slide.
I'm starting to feel like this YouTube thing ain't a good idea.
It just hit you?
Sorry, buddy.
Well, there's no turning
tomorrow,
back down.
Tomorrow's a new day.
No,
it's just my personal touch because we got Emmett eating on air.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
He felt like he was putting food in his mouth while he was giving the answer.
That's like it's taking cues from John Johnson.
No, it's the district.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
The most disrespectful part was the second bite. It's one thing, like maybe they came to you quicker than you thought, like you're eating. That's happened to me before. Like I'm waiting to do an interview and I'm take a bite of something.
Yeah.
Then they get there quicker than you think. But the second bite means you really don't respect the host at all.
And you really can't stand the Eagles at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's crazy.
His mouth wasn't full like he is today.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
Why do we got to come back? Why do we got to come back to this?
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
And he played it again. You saw he played back to back. Yeah, I'm starting not to like this YouTube thing, man. The highlighter, where that hurt. This is the Wu-Tang. This is Staten Island. Killer Bees. What y'all talking about? Well, I tell you, it's rough crowd.
I'm telling you, I don't know who's more in his head, you or Bohm. I mean, because Bohm, we know. But
I'll be all right today. Because I'm going to go home and I'm going to relax.
Yeah, gummy day. Gummy day.
You already know what it is.
I got seven.
This is a rough one.
I got seven legs this parlay cooked up already. I need to hit this just so we put an end
hey,
to it.
Hey, Parlay Douglas over here. Only one to hit one.
I'm trying to figure out that last leg.
What you got? What you betting? Bet the Phillies. They're going to win tonight.
All right. So I didn't put the Phillies in yet because I was a little
nervous.
What's going on.
Hey, go let the Phillies. Right, they're
we'll
win.
Put the Phillies in. That way I can be extra mad if they lose tomorrow. We got the two NBA playing games that I'm taking. The Magic over the Hawks, I guess. Warriors over the Grizzlies.
You're taking the Magic over the Hawks?
Yeah, you like the Hawks?
I mean, Now, granted, full disclosure, haven't seen one Hawk game.
It's a Magic spot.
Hawks going to win that game, Joe.
It's a Magic spot.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying, Hawks going to win that game.
If the Hawks...
You better win this one over Hugh.
If the Hawks...
the eight-leg parlay, this...
We're going Magic.
It's going to be a menace.
Warriors, and then we're going to hit some baseball money lines.
Need you.
What you got?
Need you to do this.
All right. So far, I got Orioles over in Guardians, Braves over Blue Jays, A's over White Sox, Astros over Cardinals, Dodgers over Rockies, and let's put the Phils in. That way, if the Phillies screw this up, it's your fault, you. Phillies money line. Okay. We got a 37-1 on the 8-leg parlay. So
better win tonight.
We're putting this in, and if it doesn't go my way, you're in big trouble here. All right. Let's go to let's grab Tyler in Delaware. Chris in Newtown. Sorry. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I'll be real quick. It's getting late. Hey, on that Tanner McKee trade, I could see doing a pick swap or moving back. But, guys, you guys are a Super Bowl team. You need some extra talent. Chase Young sitting on that team. I'm sure they're not going to want to pay him. You could probably get him for the year or the next year on his contract through fairly cheap. Having him on the defensive end would be freaking great in rotation out there with the young guys. And then they also got Cesar Ruiz, the center guard. You know, Tatum Hill's out there, too. I say you get the talent for what's there.
You know, that's interesting, Chris.
Years.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
There. Yeah, he's
you
still
could.
There.
And, Chris, good phone call, man. I know it was quick towards the end. The Tatum thing could be open up to bringing some players back. We could do that. Let's grab Tyler quickly. I don't want to say hi to Tyler and not bring him on. Tyler!
Hey, thank you guys very much. I'll call back tomorrow, but just know. Zaddy Era Douglas, it's good to talk to you too, brother. I'm going to need you, Hugh, the next time the Taiwan starts to tell us he's going to either get a no-hitter or go seven.
Yes,
innings.
Yes, you need to lie to us.
I didn't feel that in my spirit, though.
Well, I'm
need
sorry.
That energy. The Phillies for tonight, if anything, I can say they have been allergic to runners in scoring position. Mm. They need to hit the ball, put the ball in play. You can't leave Max Kepler and Alex Bohm on second and third and
it.
Not bring them home with under two.
Tyler, I agree. We'll talk tomorrow. Tyler, we appreciate you. We need a win tonight. You guaranteeing it?
Yeah. I think they win tonight.
Guaranteed?
No, we ain't guaranteed. Kyle Wade to play the music. I told you not to do me
it's
like that.
It's a guarantee. Guaranteed,
no.
Hugh.
No. Okay, I'll guarantee it.
Yes.
See? Where's my music? I was about to say, you better play my music.
Guaranteed win, no doubt. It's in the Moneyline Parlay. All right, you guys have a great day. Philly's going to win tonight. You said so. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Fields!
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.